This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Stephen Skeep. Anxiety over the flu vaccine increased over the weekend. Across the country, people lined up at pharmacies, grocery stores, and other places that usually have plenty of shots. Tens of millions of Americans are going unvaccinated this year. Health professionals warn that a crisis is coming, and they're asking why federal officials have not met with hospitals to plan for a possible emergency. We have two reports this morning, the first from NPR's Richard Knox.
Dr. William Schaffner is one of the nation's leading flu experts. Normally, he'd get his flu shot at work, Vanderbilt University Medical Center in Nashville. But over the weekend, he and his wife were standing in a flu vaccine line at a supermarket. They both qualify for flu shots.
We arrived shortly before 7, and we were not the first in line. We're number 44 and 45.
He says the supermarket had only 150 doses, so many people went home disappointed, some for the second or third time. Vanderbilt's 870-bed teaching hospital doesn't have any more flu vaccine than that supermarket, only about 100 doses. But there are several hundred caregivers just in the emergency department and intensive care units. Schaffner says getting vaccine for critical workers is just one of the hospital's looming problems.
In many normal flu seasons, the hospitals in my community are functioning at or beyond capacity, and this was particularly evident last influenza season, which began early. Our own institution activated stage one of its disaster preparedness plan. We had to actually facilitate the early discharge of any number of patients, so patients could be admitted from the emergency room in a reasonably prompt fashion.
And that was last year. Experts say this winter, the severe shortage of flu vaccine may put the nation's healthcare system in a crisis. Among those experts is Arthur Kellerman, an emergency physician at Emory University in Atlanta. He notes that the government estimates 85 million Americans are at high risk of serious complications and death from the flu.
We've only got about 55 million doses. So you do the math. That equals a very, very serious situation and the potential for a public health disaster of the first order.
Kellerman is on the board of the American College of Emergency Physicians. Today, that group plans to call for a national emergency planning effort to meet a possible onslaught of flu cases. In an ordinary flu season, 200,000 Americans need hospital care for pneumonia and other flu complications. About 36,000 die. Kellerman says he and his colleagues are praying for a mild flu season, but it would be foolish to count on it.
Our nation's emergency rooms and hospitals are already stretched to the limit, already barely have the capacity they need to get through tonight's 911 calls, and it's not yet flu season.
Kellerman paints a grim picture of what hospital emergency rooms could look like in December or January.
The scenario that worries me is the situation where I have a waiting room full of very sick patients. I have every stretcher and every ambulance bay and every hall spot occupied with patients. I have half or a third of the nurses that I need because they are overstretched to their home sick from the flu. I have all my hospital beds full, and nobody knows what to do. We can't allow that to happen.
The emergency physicians group says hospitals should have plans in place to defer elective surgery, discharge non-critical patients early, and park patients in hospital corridors when rooms are full. They may need to convert whole floors into flu wards, and some argue hospitals may need federal relief if they lose income from profitable surgical patients. But Kellerman says federal health officials have convened no meetings to plan how to deal with a possible crunch. Vanderbilt's Schaffner says so far officials have been preoccupied with the vaccine shortage, but he says they need to widen their focus.
I think we just have to face the possibility that since we have less vaccine, we will be facing the prospect of more cases of complications, pneumonia, more hospitalizations even than normal, and of course, more deaths.
A Bush administration spokesman says the CDC has held flu preparedness conferences with hospital officials. A CDC spokesman could not verify this. Time is short. Last year, the flu season began in mid-October. Richard Knox, NPR News.